Well, we're going to talk extension this morning with Kate Olson, Cass County Extension Program Coordinator. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it very much. Extension's always a vital part of people's lives. Focusing a little bit on that this week with Extension Week, and you've got an open house today for folks.
We do have an open house today from 3 to 6 p.m. out at the Extension office. People are welcome to come out anytime in there. We're going to have a whole bunch of door prizes and drawings to give away, a few displays featuring some of our different Extension program areas, as well as some snacks and some fun interactive things for the kids to do as well.
I think most folks in Iowa, if they've lived here for any length of time, understand when they hear Iowa State University Extension, or just Extension as we've kind of shortened it up, they know kind of what it is. But do they realize how many different ways Extension reaches out into our everyday lives?
Probably not. Extension historically has been more focused on agriculture. That's how it started with the corn train back in the early 1900s, people bringing the research of Iowa State University out to the farmers of Iowa. But of course, since that time, it's expanded greatly. We have program areas that help out communities, that help out local businesses. We have program areas, tons of program areas in the families, whether it's parenting or financial management resources. Health and nutrition is a big area right now, and we have tons of resources in there, as well as, of course, programs in ag and natural resources, which is the programs for the farmers, as well as forestry, horticulture. Our Master Gardener program has grown immensely in the last 20, it was actually founded 30 years ago. And we also have, of course, the 4-H program.
You grew up in 4-H. You grew up around Extension.
Yeah.
Did you have any idea how many different ways Extension impacts a person's life until you started working for Extension?
Honestly, I didn't, because I think that's most people's experience with Extension is you kind of find Extension when you need Extension or when you're looking for information in a particular area. And so people who have worked with us in agriculture may not realize that if they have a question on what's the healthiest thing to do when your freezer goes out, you can call Extension and we can help you figure out what you should keep and what you should throw away. If your experience with us is when should I plant my daylilies, then when your freezer dies, that's not necessarily the first call you think to make.
Well, that's true. But there are a lot of different specialists out there. And I know Extension has changed over the years, especially in the last probably 10 to 15 years. There have been some pretty dramatic changes. But, you know, as we get used to those changes, both those of us that use Extension and those who work for Extension, we kind of figure out and settle in. And we just understand that that is always the clearinghouse. It's always the place we know we can go to get a lot of different questions answered. I know I call you guys all the time.
Right. Well, and the really one we really hang our hat on is the information that Extension provides is non-biased and it's research-based. In the information age, where you can find information anywhere on pretty much just about anything, sometimes it's accurate and sometimes it's someone's opinion. And what we always try and emphasize is that we do have the unbiased research-based information. The Extension system in Iowa and across the nation was started with the idea of taking the research that's being done on campus at the land-grant universities and making it available to improve the everyday lives of people out in the communities in the state.
Well, you can ask just about any teacher these days about some of the wacky sources they see for different types of papers and things, different types of information sources, Wikipedia and whatever else they Googled. But, you know, you have no idea where that stuff comes from. You know where this comes from. And that's the thing about Extension. Extension really is about the people, isn't it?
Right. It's about the people. And it's about making not only getting the information out to you, but presenting it in a way that you can use. You know, if you stop in to see us with a question, we're not going to hand you a scientific journal and ask you to read a 10-page article that lists, you know, all of the sources and the different ways the trial was done. All of our program specialists in all of our program areas write publications and resources that are easy for people to understand, easy to use. You mentioned some of the changes in Extension. Probably the biggest one in the last 10 to 15 years is how much information is available online. Mm-hmm. And even within the last 5 years, there's tons of videos out there on recipes, how to cook this, how to can that, gardening tips, webcasts, podcasts, all that information. But if that's a little overwhelming for you, then that's where the county extension staff can also help you find all that information in a format that you can use and understand that's best for you.
Well, and there are other states that do a lot of great research too and have terrific extension systems there. And I know you sometimes share information back and forth with some of these others too. But, you know, if you're going to do some sort of a how-to search, a how-to anything, it seems like, on the web, odds are you're going to find extension pop up as one of the resources that they'll search out.
Right. Yes. And we have a national extension network that we share information back and forth all the time. And so if we can't find it, if the research hasn't been done at Iowa State, odds are it's been done at another local university. University of Nebraska and University of Minnesota are resources that I use a lot as well, because similar climate, especially when you're talking about growing things and planting things.
Well, those of us adults who use extension on a regular basis for whatever we use it for, we understand the importance and how much we lean on it in our everyday lives. But what would children's lives, especially in a rural county, be like without extension and 4-H?
Well, extension and 4-H, you know, again, that goes back to, a lot of people think of 4-H as being an agriculture club. And really, the three principles that we lean on in 4-H are leadership, citizenship, and communication. And I would argue that those are pretty much applicable in the lives of every child or every youth growing up anywhere across the state. Those are the three things that people will be looking for on your resume, absolutely. That's what they're looking for when you're getting into colleges. And all of our program areas, we do, of course, still have strong livestock programs and stuff like that through 4-H, but our science and technology program through 4-H has just expanded amazingly in the last several years. And we're expanding resources for kids with all interest areas. So
some families can't imagine any life without 4-H.
Exactly.
Yours is probably one of
That's
them.
That's right.
Well, you serve a lot of children through 4-H, though, too.
We do. We serve a lot of children through 4-H, and we're actually expanding 4-H in Cass County this year. We're making Clover Kids clubs available, which reach the K-2 crowd, which we have not reached in the past through the community clubs, which are 3rd grade through 12th grade. So Clover Kids, children in Cass County can now enroll in 4-H beginning in kindergarten.
Great. A lot of opportunity to get started even a little bit earlier now, too.
That's right.
Good. Well, they can enjoy some of those great experiences that their older brothers and sisters get.
Yes.
A little younger age. Okay. Well, that's all the nuts and bolts. Let's talk about the fun stuff now.
Okay.
Because I know you reach out in a lot of different ways to folks, and you kind of mentioned online, a lot of resources there online, but now using Facebook to help
Yes.
out.
Yes. Cass County ISU Extension is on Facebook, and one of the things that we're doing through Extension Week to kind of promote all our different program areas is, each day this week on Facebook, we will be promoting something that you can answer a trivia question. So find us on Facebook, like us on Facebook. There is a link on our webpage as well to find our Facebook, but you can just answer the trivia question that's on there for the day. I think yesterday's was something about what's your favorite healthy snack to feed kids or to have when you're out working around in the yard, of course, highlighting our family nutrition sites. But today we got to get one posted up. I don't know what I think we're going to feature, either ag or 4-H today. So, but just go on there, comment on that. As long as anybody who comments will be entered to win a prize at the end of the week. And we're trying to get more people to follow our Facebook page and our website, because we have a lot of mailing lists and lists where we reach people. But if you've been with us for an ag program before, that doesn't necessarily mean that we will send you the information for an upcoming family nutrition program. So if people follow us on Facebook or check our website frequently, they will know about all of the variety of programs we have going on.
Very good. Well, that's what extension is. It's outreach. It's reaching out. There are a lot of different ways to do that.
Yes.
Now, a little party going on today, too. You're giving
yes.
folks an opportunity just to stop in and
yes.
thank them this time.
Yes. Extension and Outreach Week is all about thanking the people in the community that have maybe used our service or just support our service. We are a community-based, we're a tax-based entity. So supporting the people who have supported Extension, thanking our volunteers, and thanking all of the partnership organizations that have worked with us throughout the year as well. So we do want to invite people to stop by 3 to 6 this evening at the Extension office right there on the fairgrounds. Lots of fun stuff going on, door prizes, food. So come sign up, say hi, meet the staff. We'll have some of our field specialists there as well. If people have specific questions in a program area, they can answer those, and we'll get you hooked up with all the fun stuff you didn't even know you needed from Extension.
Well, there's a lot of stuff you didn't know you needed until you really seriously need it. But, you know, and the nice thing about that, too, is, yeah, there are some programs that do have nominal costs to them, but the cost is usually pretty minimal.
Right.
But for the most part, the information and the services that you seek through Extension, there's no cost at the door a lot of times.
That's absolutely true. There are some, in some cases, we do have a low fee just pretty much for cost recovery. Because, you know, there have been a few budget belts tightened in the last several years.
Well, sometimes you need materials and things that need to be paid for mm-hmm. for different seminars and things. But largely when people seek out information from the Extension Service, nobody asks to swipe a credit card.
No, that's correct. Most of the stuff that is available through our office is free of charge. And if it's not, or if it's not something that we can physically hand you, we can direct you, point you in the right direction, or give you a phone number, or give you a hotline. ISU actually runs about 10 different hotlines. Whether you want to raise pigs or can food or have questions on legal issues. So,
very good. Yeah. A lot of different ways to use the service. So we hope folks are learning more and more about Extension as they move through their lives. Again, coming up this afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Extension office here in Atlantic. That's up at the fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. And open to the public all throughout that time. Stop in, say hi, enjoy some snacks, maybe win a door prize.
That's
who knows?
Right.
But talk about a little bit more and learn more about Extension as they continue to reach out. Kate, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, no problem.